listening.
Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority on all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now. Hearing none, are there any portables, battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now. This is N5ALW, Net Control for Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Please come now.
KA2ZMZ. Hi, Bob.
KA2VOA.
Me, you?
Okay, well, we've got two. That's a good start. KZ2ZMZ. And KA2VOA. Click. Jack, how's your evening?
Yeah, good evening, Bob. Again, my call is Kilo Alpha, same as Clint said. I think you said KB. Anyways, I'll answer either way. But anyways, I got to around 44 here today. Very nice day, a lot of sunshine, and dropped kind of fast. We're down to 28 degrees. And I guess we're not supposed to be above freezing for a while. And just for your info, I'm in the Syracuse area. I'm in Liverpool, just outside of Syracuse. Okay, but I had a camp up in Old Forge for a number of years, actually. So I'm familiar with the area up through there. Okay, 7-3's all around. And back to you, Bob, KA2000.
All right, Jack, KA2ZNZ, N5ALW. Well, I'm glad to hear that everything's been going fine for you today. And maybe things will be a little bit better with the weather, but like you say, I think we're going to get a little cool spell for a while, according to the weather forecast. Okay. KA2 VOA, Clint, how is everything your way this evening?
This is KA2VOA. Hi, Bob. I haven't got your call sign down. I'll pick it up before the thing is over. Well, we didn't do anything exciting today. Went to church this morning. We have an early church, 8:15. So you got to get going a couple hours before service, so you're up early in the morning when you shouldn't be sleeping. But I get no sympathy on that. It was a nice day. We've had certainly 2 weeks of beautiful weather. Going on 3 weeks. Hope it continues. We're grinding off the month of the winter month, and that's what counts. As they say, spring will be just around the corner. Well, we don't have anything exciting going on. So we'll say 73s. KA2VLA is clear.
KA2VLA, from N5ALW. Always a pleasure hearing you on the frequency, Cliff. Clint, I'm sorry. You were talking about the cool weather. I think we're in store for another week of a little bit around the freezing point from what I heard. I didn't hear the forecast today, but voice is going a little funny on me. I think I picked up a little cold being out in it the other day. But you're right, with spring around the corner, and it's a doggone big corner, and I'm hoping it gets here fairly quick. So with that, we'll check in or see if we can get a few more check-ins this evening. N5AOW, net control. Are there any more check-ins this evening? Boy, I'm all fouled up for one reason or another. Anyway, come now.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, how are you doing this evening?
Good, we got most of the snow off the roof. And it's down to 25 degrees now. And I guess the weatherman says we're going to get some snow tomorrow. So, we'll cover up some of this mud. Over.
Yeah, roger on that. Yeah, I got a little messy there for a while with the rain. We got a little sprinkle or dusting of snow up here in Otter Lake, and I suppose on up through the lake areas there. But cleaned it up a little bit, but there was quite a bit of attrition with the rain, and I went down to my garage, and I guess with the melt and everything, I wound up with some water on the floor, probably about 2.5 inches of it. So needless to say, when it breaks up a little bit, I'll try to squeegee that off, but yeah, maybe things will clean up a little bit of fresh snow. It'll look a little bit better and make it a little more appealing for us to deal with. Back to you, Ray. KC2MBU.
Yep, well, we had to get all the snow that came off the roofs today and yesterday and get that out of the driveways and shoveled out before it rose solid. But, we still got plenty of snowbanks. Sure heard a lot of snowmobiles out today. I can't imagine that the trails are very smooth, having melted and froze. But, everybody would like some fresh snow, I suppose, as long as it's not too much.
Oh, roger. I know what you mean. Well, with the warm temperatures, I don't think trails are going to be too good anyway. They tend to break up fairly quick when it's warm out. Gets a little mushy and you can't do a whole lot with it. So, well, we don't have any control over it, so all we can do is take it as it comes. All right. Well, are there any other check-ins this evening? Come now. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in and those that listened, and 73's to all, and 5AOW clear.
Octan currently being held on the 14517. Are there any stations way without traffic for Octan stations coming out, please?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, Mark, no traffic.
WBS, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, there you go. KC2NBU, Ray, N5AOW. Bob at N2WBX, Def. Thank you both for checking in. Anyone else for Akron? This is KB2KOJ for Akron. Is there anyone else wishing to sign into Akron with or without traffic? Final call for Akron.
KJ2Q with no traffic. Good evening, Mark. Over.
KJ2Q. Hi, John. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else? Final call before I go check a couple of the repeaters there. Anyone else wishing to sign into Akron? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all, and hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. And thanks again. KB2KOJ is correct.